Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Deltina Hay is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, expert, veteran, publisher, and pioneer of social media. That means she could be as young as 23, 24. You could be a pioneer of social media and be 23 or 24, aren't you? Couldn't you, Deltina?
Absolutely,
but she's actually 29, so she's a little bit older than that. Deltina, welcome back. DeltinaU.com is the website. You can find her book, the Bootstrapper's Guide to the Mobile Web. Also, an outstanding article, ladies and gentlemen. This is chock full. This is a serious work. It's almost an essay. It's not just a little article. This has got, and it's chock full of bit by bit, step by step. Practical guides. In fact, that's what it's called, a practical guide to social advertising. I encourage you to check it out on her website, DeltinaU.com. Deltina, talk to us some more about, give us some more tips on how to advertise online and explain how it's different from traditional advertising when you do.
Well, one of the ways in which it's different, and, you know, we just talked about this previously, is that you can get results immediately. And so that's one of the really nice things about placing, you know, advertising on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, is that you can go into the analytics and get, you know, real time and almost immediate results.
And do almost immediate adjustments of the ads too, can't you?
Exactly. And that's another one of the big tips, is be willing to experiment and really keep an eye on things. So if you go in there and you say, gosh, I'm getting, you know, all kinds of hits and not a single conversion, then you can really drill down into your audience, the audience that you defined, and that's another one of the tips, is to really take a close look at the audience. And, you know, there's all kinds of different ways in which you can target your audience. And a lot of times, if you're getting a ton of hits and you're not getting any conversions, that means that, you know, you're just not targeting the right audience.
Or whatever you're offering them, you know, isn't as cool as you think it is.
Well, yeah, right. And the other thing also could be bidding. Yeah. You know, that's another one of the issues. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's right. And, you know, you may not be, you know, showing your product or what it is that you're promoting in the right light on that platform. So creating appropriate content and graphics is also important.
And you can incrementally buy ads too, right? I mean, you can buy a certain number of ads you don't have to spend a lot of money to test it either, do you?
Right, that's right. I mean, you could throw $5 at a Facebook, you know, promotional, you know, update. Just, you know, let's just boost this post a little bit, get it a little bit more exposure. Or you can, you know, go into the ad manager and take out three or four different ads and, you know, throw $20 at each of them and experiment a little bit. But again, you don't want to just be throwing money at things. You really want to get in there and say, hey, what is working, and you know, kind of document that.
Well, another thing I'd like to point out, Deltina, is, you know, part of what you want advertising to do is to get people to take action. And that's harder to do on social media. But where social media shines, it seems to me, is one of the other reasons why you advertise, and that is to keep your name and your company in front of people. You know, it's pretty common to knowledge that people need to see you or hear from you seven times before they'll make a purchase.
And
you can do that. You can do that pretty easily on social media, not too expensively. And to me, especially if I were, social media is more about gaining awareness and getting people to know about you, so that whenever they're ready to buy, you're one of the people who's on their mind.
Right. Right. Yeah. And boosting your posts, like within Facebook and Twitter, is one of the ways in which to cut through that noise so that they do see you. Because right. as we know, and a lot of people may not, you know, your fans, even if you have 1,000 fans on your Facebook page, are not seeing all of your updates. Mm-hmm. You know, they're being filtered.
Well, right. Facebook is doing that, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's one, of the, that's one of the things that I've warned people about before is, you know, Facebook, none of these platforms, never think that these platforms are there because they love you. They don't love you. They love themselves.
Sure. And the advertising money that's coming in.
Yeah. A couple of more tips.
Okay. Again, craft a good copy and good graphics. I mean, if you don't have the resources to do your graphics, find a place.
Graphics are a big deal in social media, aren't they?
They really are. Visuals are very important. And if you go out there with, you know, horrible-looking graphics, you're not going to do that well. And there's some cheap alternatives. GraphicRiver.net is one that I recognize. Rotate your ads because you don't want things to get stale on social media. Mm-hmm. Again, targeting your audience, there's tons of ways to do that. You can even create your own custom audiences based on your own mailing list. And so really read about how to do that effectively. And get a good understanding of the bidding process. That can be complicated, but it doesn't really need to be if you do the right reading.
Right.
And establish a budget and, again, analyze. Go in there and really, you know, find out what's working and what isn't and be willing to experiment.
Folks, we've just touched the surface of this article that she's written, Practical Guide to Social Advertising by Deltina A. DeltinaU.com is where you can find it and Deltina. Hey, Deltina, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. I sure will.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.